Hey, Divine Ones. Y'all come on in. I'm a water falling over. Come on in. Come on in. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. How y'all doing? Come on in. All my Divine Ones, baby. Check on in this thing. Come on in. Come on in. Good morning. I'm going to need to my good morning. Good afternoon. I'm so used to saying good morning, baby. Listen, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Y'all come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Yes, baby. Come on in. Come on in. Slide on in this thing. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. And as y'all come in, make sure you share. Share, share, share. Share this video. Share this live with somebody today, with a divine one today. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Hey, Tamia, how you doing? Hey, Bellamy, good afternoon. Y'all come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Tracy Hudson, how you doing? Come on in. Come on in. Yes, baby, come on in. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Y'all come on in. Put y'all locations in the comments real quick, baby. Let me see where y'all tuning in from, where you watching from. God said we got divine ones from all over the world. Yes, baby, got us some new moderators in this thing. Melanie Rankin, moderator. Okay, Tracy Hudson, moderator for the divine ones. Come on in. Tamia Lott, moderator for the Divine Ones. Got my moderators in this thing, baby. Y'all come on in. Come on in. All my Divine Ones, baby. Slide on in this thing. Come on in. Come on in. Statesboro, Georgia. Dallas, Texas in here. South Carolina in here. McKinney, Virginia. Yes, come on in. Columbia, South Carolina. Put y'all locations in the comments, baby. Let's see where y'all tuning in from. Got my other moderator in this thing, Dakosha Albert. Come on in, Dakosha. Come on in. My day is going wonderful, Shanquel. And it's about to be even better now that I'm on here with y'all. Cherie Watson in Chicago, Illinois. I see you. Yes, come on in. Parvanay, I love you too, baby. Come on in. Come on in. God is with me in Miami, Florida. Yes. Tania Bryant in Los Angeles, California. Come in. Come in. Hey, Chriselle, how you doing? Come on in. Quantaja Shakima, come on in. So good to see y'all too, baby. Come on in. Come on in.
Glory be to God.
I'm excited. I'm excited to be on with y'all, baby. Come on in, come on in. God says bring that thing at a different time today. We had to release that thing at a different time today, baby. Had to switch that thing up for y'all. Also, on Monday, we're not going to be live Monday morning, but we're going to be live Monday night, okay? So we switching things up a little bit. Also, to my members in LaToya Okia Academy, if you are a part of the group coaching membership, We won't be live on Zoom Tuesday morning. We're going to be kicking that thing off Tuesday night. Okay, so we switching things up a little bit, baby. You got to make sure you read your emails. Make sure you checking your notifications. Make sure you coming to the videos. You coming to the lives. So you know what's going on. You don't be showing up in the morning talking about where everybody at. I'm telling y'all right here, right now, okay? We switching things up a little bit. So we will not be live Monday morning. We're going to be live Monday night on YouTube. We're not going to be coaching live in the membership Tuesday morning. We switching it to Tuesday night, okay? So y'all make sure y'all keep in mind. Keep that in mind. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Glory be to God. And as you come in, baby, I want you to prepare yourself. I want you to prepare yourself. I want you to settle yourself. I want you to eliminate as best you can. I know it's Friday afternoon. There might be a lot going on. But as best you can, eliminate all the distractions. Eliminate all the distractions. And I want you to get laser focused on what God has for you in this season. I want you to get laser focused on this message. I want you to get tunnel vision. Come on now. What we said about the eagle has tunnel vision. The eagle has that eagle eye, baby. When he activate that eagle eye, he don't see nothing else. He don't hear nothing else. At that point, he is locked in on his prey. At that point, all he sees is his prey. All he sees is his goal. All he sees is his target. I need y'all to turn on your eagle eye. Somebody put it in the comments. Say the eagle eye, the eagle eye, the eagle eye. I need you to turn on your eagle eye right now. Yes, baby. Come on now. That's it, Melanie. Get them journals and them blue ink pens. Class is in session. I need you to get your journal. I need you to get your blue ink pen. Get your journal. Get your blue ink pen. Come on in. Come on in. By the way, I'm going to have some journals for y'all in a little bit, baby, for y'all to purchase. Y'all like this journal right here? Y'all like my journal? It say, I am a divine one. It say, I am a divine one, baby. I'm going to have some of these journals for y'all to purchase in just a little while. So y'all ain't got to keep going to Walmart. You ain't got to keep going to Family Dollar. You ain't got to keep going to the other folks. But you can get your own personal divine ones journal, baby. That says, I am a divine one. Glory be to God. And every one of these things, baby, that we ship out, oh, it's going to be divine. Every single thing that you write in these journals, baby, it's coming into fruition. Every single thing that you write down in this baby right here, you better believe it is divine. It is just that, baby, because you are divine. You were made in the image and the likeness of God. You are divine, baby. Come on now. Ashley says she want one. I got you, Ashley. Come on now. I got y'all, baby. We getting them things ready. Getting it ready, baby. I am a divine one. Put that in the comments real quick, baby. Go ahead and let the enemy know in case you ain't tell him today. In case you didn't speak it today. You got to speak life over yourself every day. Speak life over your identity, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, I am a divine one. Come on now. That's it, Tamia. You a divine one, baby. That's it, Melanie Rankin. You a divine one. Y'all put it in the comments, baby. Say, I am. See, because when you use that I am, the devil got to move out your way. When you use that I am, every spirit got to flee. Every spirit got to move, baby. Every spirit got to get out of your way. Somebody say, I am a divine one. Then you know. That's it, Dr. J. Come on now, you a divine one. That's it, Kimberly Benson. You a divine one. Ooh, put it in the comments, baby. Say, I am a divine one. Then you know. And I got my eagle eye on. I done turned my eagle eye on, baby. That's what I hear y'all saying. You a divine one and you got that eagle eye on. So the enemy got to move out your way. You a divine one. That means that you were made in the image of God, in the likeness of God. There is no other creation like you. There is no other creation like you, baby. You are the only creation that can worship God in spirit and in truth, because you are not only just this flesh, you are not only just this physical body, but you are also a divine, spiritual, eternal being. The real you cannot even be measured. The more you come into that knowledge, the more you understand that, you will stop letting people put labels on you. You will stop letting people put limitations on you. You will stop letting people tell you what you can and cannot do. You will stop letting yourself tell you what you can and cannot do. When you understand that through the power of the Holy Spirit, baby, through the power of Christ, that you are a divine, powerful, spiritual, eternal being. You are divine. You are God's son. Come on now. Men, put it in the comments. Say, I am God's son. Oh, women, put it in the comments, baby. Say, I am God's daughter. Come on now. You have been bought with a price, baby. God has put the ring on your finger. Didn't you know, baby, I's married now. Suge ain't got nothing on me, baby. Suge ain't got nothing on y'all. Listen, that's what I hear y'all saying. I's married now. You got to come correct, baby. I'm an eagle. I don't move like no chicken no more. God done put the ring. He done put the spiritual ring on my finger. Can't you see it? You don't see it right now? It's a spiritual ring on my finger, baby. I am taken. I have been bought with a price. My life is not my own, but my life belongs to God, baby. I is married now. Got a big old diamond, baby. You don't see it. You gotta have eyes in the spirit to see that thing. That's what I hear y'all saying. I got a big old rock on my finger, baby. And Jesus put it there. He gave his life for me. Oh, come on now. He came down from the heavenly realm and he took on a physical body and he gave his life for me. Come on now. The Bible says no greater love than a man have that he would lay down his life. When somebody lay down their life for you, you know they love you. Come on now. That's the type of love that we working with, baby. That's the type of love that Christ have for us. That's it, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, I'm taking. I'm taking. Glory be to God. I hear the Lord say, as you're taking, you have been bought with a price. Your life is not your own. He said, let me put the spiritual ring on your finger. Glory be to God. God was speaking to me. I've been so excited to get on here with y'all, baby. God been speaking. Do y'all understand me? Y'all know we kicked off our 2024 Eagle series. I came to talk to some eagles today. We got to make sure before we get into the word, we got everybody in here that need to be in here and everybody that need to leave done left. Because I ain't talking to no chickens today. God didn't send me to speak to no followers. I didn't come to be the only leader and then y'all sitting down and listening to me all the time. Y'all sitting down watching me all the time, telling me how wonderful of a leader I am. I didn't come for that. I came to speak to some leaders. I came to speak to some eagles. Y'all drop them eagle emojis in the comments, baby. I came to speak to some eagles. I came to speak to some leaders today. Eagles, suit up. Eagles, suit up. Come on now, put on the whole armor of God, baby, that you will be able to stand in the evil day. Drop them eagle emojis in the comments, baby. Where my eagles at? And if you a chicken, you got to find the bite, though. Find that little X button somewhere on the screen. Come on now, find that swipe button so you can go on and swipe on to some foolishness. Because the chickens get on their phone and they start scrolling looking for foolishness. Eagles say, I need to eat. Eagles say, I'm looking for my prey. I'm looking for my target. Eagles say, I'm looking for something that's going to feed my spirit. Eagles say, I'm looking for something that's going to build my inner man. That's going to strengthen my inner man. I ain't got time for no foolishness. Glory be to God. That's what I hear the eagle saying. I'm looking for something that's going to strengthen my spiritual man. Glory to God. Y'all like my little bracelets I got on, baby? My baby made these. My Tamar, she made these. Handcrafted them herself. And I got up this morning, Holy Spirit say, put them bracelets on. Put them bracelets on, baby. Glory be to God. My baby made these. That's one of her gifts. She loves arts and crafts. She loves design. She loves crafting stuff, making stuff. And I got up this morning, Holy Spirit say, put it on. Put it on. Rep your baby. Wear your baby stuff. Y'all know mama, parents, when them children come home, they make you something or they do something for you. You wear it with pride, baby. You wear it with honor. This is better than Chanel. This is better than Gucci. This is from Tamar's line. This is from the house of Tamar. Glory to God. Y'all come on in. Yes, baby. She's a young entrepreneur. That's Latoya O'Keele Jr. right there. That's my baby. Yes, y'all come on in, baby. Come on in. Looking for my eagles. Eagles suit up. Eagles suit up, baby. Eagles say, I'm looking for something gonna feed my soul. I'm looking for something that's going to feed my spirit. I'm looking for something that's going to build me up. So y'all come on in, because this is going to build you up today, baby. It's going to build you up. It's going to strengthen you. It's going to put a smile on that beautiful face of yours. It's going to put a smile on that handsome face of yours. Come on now. It's going to put some pep in your step, baby. I see y'all straightening up your posture. I see you walking a different way after this message today. Oh, I see you, baby. Moving with a different energy. Moving with a different spirit. I hear them saying, who is that? Who is you? Y'all remember that? Put that in the comments, baby. Say, who is you? Say it just like that. Say it just like my baby said, baby. TJ say, who is you? That's what I hear the UFO saying. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, who is you? That's what they're going to be saying when they see you. Who is you? Yeah, because what we said, the first time they saw you, they saw a chicken. You was walking like a chicken by then because you didn't know who you was. You ain't know your power. You didn't know you was a divine one. But I hear the Lord say, baby, now that you're getting the knowledge, now that you're coming in here with the divine ones, baby, you tuning in to the Eagle series, your value is going up, your time is too expensive. Now when they see you, I feel the power of God. Now when they see you, they got to do a double take, baby. And I hear them saying, who is you? I ain't never seen you before. Who is you? Who is you, baby? Y'all better come on in, come on in. Share this video, like this video. Remember I told you, every time you hit the like button, every time you hit the share button, you helping more people get their transformation. You are helping more people come into the knowledge of the kingdom of God. So keep hitting that like button, baby. Keep hitting that share button and share it with somebody today. Glory be to God. On this part of the Eagle series, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to talk about, and he told me to call it just like this. I want you to talk about the parable of the eagle. The parable of the eagle. Somebody put this in the comments. Say the parable of the eagle. And when you think about a parable, what is a parable? A parable is an earthly story, but it carries a heavenly meaning. It's an earthly story, but it carries a heavenly meaning. Glory be to God. And God began to speak to me about this today. He said, when you look in the word, you notice that Jesus gave multiple parables. He gave many, many examples of parables in the scriptures. All throughout the gospel. Come on now. Jesus always spoke in parables. He always taught in parables. A parable, I want y'all to write this down in your journal with your blue ink pen. A parable is an earthly story. It's a story that everybody can understand, that everybody can relate to. It makes sense. But it carries a spiritual meaning. It carries a heavenly meaning. So it can be a very simple, relatable, earthly story that even a baby can understand. Oh, but the meaning is spiritual. The meaning is heavenly, baby. That's what a parable is. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. It is a story that is used to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson. A story that is used to illustrate a spiritual or moral lesson. Glory be to God. That's why I say when y'all leave off of here today, you leaving better than you came in. You leaving higher than you came in. You might be on level 3 right now. But by the time you leave, give me a few more minutes, baby. I know the attention span pulling on you. All kind of stuff calling on you. But if you sit for this word, I guarantee you, like my grandma say, baby, I guarantee you, you're going to be blessed. But you got to be able to sit still. You got to be able to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Come on now. Don't let the enemy distract you today. Don't let him get in your ear today. Don't let the phone go to ringing today. Don't you swipe off and you done swiped off from your blessing. You got to get what the Lord has for you, baby, in this season. An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. We saw this when Jesus gave us the parable of the prodigal son. He gave us the parable of the farmer that went out to sow seeds. He gave us the parable of the widow and the unjust judge. He would tell stories to get you to understand what he was truly trying to say to you. The real message. Glory be to God. And God spoke to me. He said, I want you to tell them this parable of the eagle. Each and every one of you, I want to let you know that you are an eagle. Your chicken days are over. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, my chicken days are over. Put it in the comments. Glory be to God. Your chicken days are over. You an eagle. And you're going to have to get to a point in your life where you got to make a decision. You're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to decide whose side are you going to be on? Whose side are you going to rock with? Are you for the winning team? Are you for the losing team? Whose side are you gonna be on? Your chicken days are over. You gotta make up your mind today. You gotta make a decision to say, am I gonna be with the eagles or am I gonna be with the chickens? Am I gonna be an eagle? Am I gonna stand 10 toes down and serve the Lord come hell or high water? Or I'm gonna run like a chicken? Come on now. You gotta make a decision. Listen to this. Listen to the parable of the eagle. Listen. The eagle has the longest lifespan of his species. It can live up to 70 years. Remember what I just told y'all? It's an earthly story, but I want you to focus on the heavenly meaning. Focus on the heavenly meaning. It can live up to 70 years. But in order for the eagle to reach that age, in order for the eagle to live for 70 years, he got to make a decision. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, I got to make a decision. I got to make a decision. If you want the life that God has for you, baby, if you want this kingdom life, if you want this transformation, if you want this peace, if you want this joy, if you want this wealth, if you want this healing, if you want this prosperity, come on now, if you want what the Lord has for you, you got to make a decision. You can't ride the fence. No more straddling the fence. No more 1 foot in and 1 foot out. But somebody say it today, baby. Say, I got to make a decision. I can't say I'm an eagle, but then I'm still riding with the chickens. I can't say I'm an eagle today, but then when a chicken called me and say, hey, you want to go do this? You want to go do that? You want to come to happy hour? When a chicken texts you, say, WYD, what you doing? When a chicken texts you, somebody, what you got on? What you doing? Can I come through? Pull up, slide through. When your past start knocking, will you answer? Because each and every one of you, you better believe that the moment you say I'm an eagle, the moment you say I'm a suit up, the moment you say, baby, I'm a divine one. Oh, the moment you say I'm finna talk my big talk and I'm finna stand on kingdom business. The moment you say that, you better know that the enemy is coming for you. Do you understand me? And he knocking. He knocking, baby. Your past gonna come knocking. The old you gonna come knocking. Your old ways gonna come knocking. Somebody gonna do something that's gonna push your button. Because the enemy knows, baby. He know how to push your button. Somebody gonna do something that's gonna push your button. Your past gonna come knocking. And what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? You gotta make a decision, just like the eagle does. Listen to the parable. You gotta make a decision. The eagle can live this long, but in order for him to live that long life, that prosperous life, he gotta make a painful decision. He has to make a decision to change. He has to make a decision to be born again. He has to make a decision to go through a rebirthing process. What you gonna do? You gonna barbecue a meal, dude? Divine ones, y'all remember that, baby. What you gonna do? You gonna barbecue a meal, dude? Put that in the comments, baby. Say barbecue a meal, dude. What you gonna do? Barbecue a meal, do. Are you going to live for God or are you going to go back to your old ways? When things don't work out the way you thought they was going to work out. When it ain't popping off for you when you thought it was going to pop off. When the business ain't taking off like you thought. When you ain't making the money you thought you was going to make. When the clients ain't coming in the way you thought they was going to be coming in. When you ain't getting booked the way they told you was going to get booked. When you going through and it's hard for you, what you going to do? You going to barbecue a meal, dude? Are you going to trust God or are you going to turn around and go back? Because Jesus told us, he said, if you turn around now, if you look back now, he says you are not fit for my Father's kingdom. You can't come in him. You can't come in him. He said, once you put your hand to this plow, ain't no looking back. Ain't no looking back. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, ain't no looking back. When they go to calling your name, when them old ways go to calling you, when the old you start trying to come back up again, hear what the Lord is saying to you. He says the old you is gone. You must let that version of you die. Come on now. That's part of the decision. You got to make the decision, baby, just like the eagle does in this story. You got to make the decision. The eagle come to a point in his life where he got to make a decision. Am I going to live or am I going to die? Come on now. Let me tell y'all something God brought back up in my spirit as I was reading this and studying this. It was about, 2016, 2017. During that season right there, I had to make a decision. Glory be to God. I had to make a decision. I had to decide, Toya, are you going to live or are you going to die? I was going through the divorce. I had a whole bunch of bills that I didn't know how I was going to pay. Me and my children were about to get put out on the street. Behind, every bill I had was behind. Every bill I had was delinquent. And the only job I had, I was making about $150 a week. $150 a week. You know the math wasn't mathing. The math wasn't mathing. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Said the math wasn't mathing. M-A-F-F-I-N-G. The math wasn't mathing. And I said, I had to make a decision at that time. Because I could have laid there. And I could have felt sorry for myself. I was an eagle then. Listen to me, baby. You was an eagle when you was in the trenches, when you was in that mess, when you was in that broke down relationship, when you was in that toxic season of your life. It didn't change your identity. You was an eagle then. I was an eagle then. I just didn't know it. Come on now. I was an eagle then. And I had to make a decision. Because what I had built my life around, come on now. How many of y'all know so many times you can build your life around something? You can build a life for yourself and that life can crumble right before you. It can crumble. Everything that you was banking on, everything that you was depending on, everything that you was relying on, baby, it will crumble. It can fall like it was never even there. And you find yourself all by yourself. You find yourself all alone. Who am I talking to today, baby? I'm talking to some eagles that been going through the storm, been going through some seasons in your life. You ain't never been through nothing. Your life perfect. You got it all put together. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to some folks that done been through it, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, you talking to me. Everybody else can look at me like a deer in headlights. I'm talking to some folks that know what I'm talking about. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, you talking to me. You talking to me. I know I ain't by myself. Come on now. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, you talking to me. Come on now. Michaela Jones, say, you talking to me. Niecy, say, you talking to me. Monica Stokes, say, you talking to me. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Put it in the comments. Practical meets spiritual, say, you talking to me. I just had to make sure I wasn't talking to myself. I had to make sure I ain't anything all by myself. Come on, Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn, say, you talking to me. Diana say, you talking to me, baby. Come on, Danita Saul, you talking to me. Nandy say, you talking to me, Toya. Parvanae say, you talking to me. Come on now, Shanquelle, you talking to me. Crystal Wanda, baby, you talking to me. That's what I'm talking about. Because see, I was an eagle and I ain't even know it. I had to make a decision. Because when everything went belly up and I'm looking at these three little children, I'm talking about three little bitty children, too. A one-year-old, a five-year-old, and a six-year-old. I'm looking at these little bitty children. And I'm looking at all these bills. Then I'm looking at my life. I'm looking at how I hadn't made nothing of myself. I hadn't did nothing. I didn't have nothing to show for my life. And y'all know how you can fall. The enemy can make you fall into a spirit of disappointment. You can become so disappointed in yourself. You know, when you was younger, you dreamed big. You had big dreams. You said you was going to do this. You was going to do that. You were going to be this. You were going to be that. And then how many of y'all ever looked around at your life and you said, I ain't did none of the stuff I said I was going to do. And 30 years done passed by. 40 years done passed by. And then that spirit of disappointment starts setting in. Come on now. Who am I talking to today, baby? Anything. That spirit of disappointment starts setting in. You start feeling sorry for yourself. You start falling into a pity party. You start having a pity party. It's in that moment right there. Somebody put it in the comments. Say right there. Right there, baby. It's in that moment right there that ego got to make a decision. That ego got to make a decision, baby. That ego got to say that what I've been doing ain't been working for me. At one point in time, it did work, but it ain't working now. That ego have to make a decision. Glory be to God. Y'all listen to this. In the ego's 40th year, the ego's long and flexible talons, they can no longer grab prey. The ego's claws, they was once sharp. They was once able to grab its prey. But the ego get to a certain point in his life where he can't hunt like he used to. He can't grab prey like he used to. He can't pick up that fish real quick out of that water like he used to. The ego start getting old. The ego's claws start getting dull. Come on now. Hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you today, baby, from this parable, from this story. I hear the Lord say, baby, that you have come to a season in your life where what you are doing, it is no longer working for you. Where you going is no longer giving you fulfillment. Where you working at is no longer floating your boat. You can't even hardly stomach them folks in there no more. Who am I talking to? Baby, it used to be the bomb.com. You used to be MVP, employee of the month, everything. Now it be hurting you just to clock in. You like, Lord have mercy. Jesus help me get through this day with these folks. I'm over this. Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, I'm over this. I'm over this. I'm tired of this. I am pure sick of this. See, ego get to a point in his life. Well, he ain't hunting like he used to. He ain't as sharp as he used to. He not getting the results that he used to get. Listen, it's long and sharp beak becomes bent. His beak that was once long and sharp that he could tear through the meat of his prey with. After a while, that beak start getting dull. It ain't as sharp as it was. Come on now. You ain't getting the results that you once got. God say, at that point, you got to make a decision. You got to make a decision, baby. Are you going to live or are you going to die? It is time to reinvent yourself. It is time to be born again. It is time for the new you to emerge, baby. It is time for you to shed them old layers of yourself. See, back in 2016, 2017, when I was going through that season of my life, I had to make a decision. I could have laid down and died. I could have laid down and gave up. I could have laid down and felt sorry for myself. I could have gave up my children. I could have said, I can't take care of them. This ain't fair. I didn't make them by myself. I didn't create them by myself. I can't take care of these. I can't do that. I could have gave up on them. I could have gave up on my life. I could have laid somewhere in depression. I could have let depression take over me. I could have let pity take over me. I could have laid down. I could have gave up. Glory be to God. But just like the eagle, when he comes to the season of his life where his talons can no longer grab prey, his beak becomes dull. Come on now. And his feathers become old in age. This powerful eagle, baby. His feathers become old in age. And his wings start getting heavy. And they start sticking to his chest. He can't fly like he used to. Just like the eagle, I was left with two options. When I went through that season of my life, I had two options. Come on now. It was either die or go through a painful process of change. That's what the Lord is saying to you right now. He said, you got a decision to make, baby. You got to make the decision. Come on now. And you can't file exempt from this. This ain't like taxes. This ain't like a school test. This ain't like a 9-week exam, baby. You can't do no exempt from this. You going to make a decision. You going to have to make a decision. Either you going to die or you're going to be born again. Either you're going to die or you're going to go through a painful process of change. Remember, I was telling y'all a little while ago that you got to pick your pain. Because either way it go, you're going to have to experience some pain. Either way it go, you're going to have to cry. Either way it go, you're going to have to bleed a little bit, baby. Either way it go, you're going to have to sweat. You're going to have to go through some things. So you might as well go through some things on your way to getting everything that God has promised you. You might as well go through that painful process of change. You might as well go through that painful process of transformation. See, because you ain't going to make it out of this life without crying. You ain't going to make it out of this life without bleeding. You ain't going to make it out of this life without sweating. Those are the payments that you make for success. Those are the payments that you make for greatness. Come on now. And you got to make sure that your blood, that your sweat, that your tears, make sure that it is not in vain. If you're going to cry, you better cry for something. I'm talking to somebody today, baby. If you're going to bleed, you better make sure you bleeding for something. You better make sure you sweating for something. You better make sure you sacrificing for something. Because either way it go, you're going to have to make a decision. And you can't say, well, that sounds painful. I don't want to make the painful. I don't want to go through the painful process of change. Well, you're going to go through the painful process of regret, the painful process of death, the painful process of living in the penalty for your disobedience, the painful process. Either way it goes, it's going to be pain. And God revealed to me today, he said that pain is your boost. Remember what we said about the storm and how the eagle does not run from the storms of life. But the storm, let me see who remember. Let me see who been watching the series, who been paying attention. Y'all ready? Let me see who been paying attention or who trying to skip ahead and ain't been watching their series, ain't been watching the episodes. The storm is literally blank to the eagle. What is the storm? What does the eagle use the storm as? I'll wait. The storm is what to the eagle? What we said. I'll wait. Okay, opportunity, that's good, but that ain't the one I'm looking for. Shield is good, but that ain't the one I'm looking for. Push them higher is good, but that ain't the one I'm looking for. Strengths is good, but that ain't the one I'm looking for. Okay, A. Bellamy got it. The wind beneath his wings. The storm is the wind beneath his wings. Come on now. That's what the eagle uses the storm for. So that's what God revealed to me today. He said pain is necessary. Pain is needed. Pain is your boost. You just got to change your mindset, change your perspective so that you can look at your problems as an opportunity for transformation. So you can look at your problems as a doorway. This is a footstool. This is something to boost me. This is something to take me higher. The eagle uses the storm as the wind beneath his wings. Y'all make sure y'all write it down, baby, so you don't miss it the next time. Say the storm is the wind beneath my wings. this pain that I'm experiencing in my heart, this pain that I'm experiencing on my job, this pain that I am experiencing in my marriage, this pain that I am experiencing in my leg, in my joints, in my body. This is the wind beneath my wings. I'm going to use this to take me higher in my faith. I'm going to use this to elevate me. I'm going to use this to give me my boost. The devil wants you to think that pain going to destroy you. He wants you to think that sickness is unto death. He wants you to think that that going to take you out, that that storm came to take you out. But I hear the Lord say, baby, that the storm did not come to destroy you. The storm did not come to take you out, but it came to take you up. But you must change your mindset. That's what repentance means. Repent means to change your mindset. It means to change the way that you think. Change the way you look at your problems. They are not problems. They are opportunities. Come on now. Change the way you look at your storms in life, baby. It is not a storm. It is the wind beneath your wings. Because except that eagle has the storm, he can't fly that high. He can fly high on his own, but the storm gives him the boost to be able to fly to new altitudes, to be able to fly higher than he normally could. So use your storms as the wind beneath your wings. Come on now. Pain is not a bad thing. I had to rewire my mind. I had to allow the Lord to transform me by the renewing of my mind in order for me to see this. Because the old me would have said, this is too hard. This is too painful. Lord, why are you putting me through this? Father, why has thou forsaken me? Why have you left me? Some of y'all asking God that. You've been praying that. It feel like God done left you all by yourself. Feel like you going through one breakdown after the next. You wondering when you going to get your moment. You wondering when it's going to be my time to shine. When I'm going to get my big break. But I hear the Lord say, baby, that I am preparing you for what you prayed for. Because there can be no elevation without pain. You better believe that the only reason, do y'all understand me? Well, the number one reason is because of the Lord Jesus Christ. But aside from that, the only reason that I'm able to sit here and do what I'm doing right here, right now, with y'all on this level, is because of the pain that I experience. Because without that pain, there could be no elevation. Without that pain, baby, there could be no anointing. Without that pain, you had to go through some things. Come on now. Listen to the scripture, baby. The scripture says in Psalm 119 and 71, it was good for me. Ooh, what we said? It's good for me. What you talking about? That sound crazy. That's that repentance. See, when you repent, you change the way you think. See? You change the way you think. And when your mindset change, you look at your affliction and you say, this is good. You look at your pain and you say, this is good. It hurt. Oh, Jesus, this thing hurt. But it's good for me. Come on now. You in the gym. You lifting them weights. This hurt. All that resistance. All this pain. This is a painful process. But it's good for me. See, it's good for my muscles. It was good for my muscles that they would be afflicted. It was good for my muscles that they would be torn. It was good for my muscles that I would experience this resistance. Resistance is good for the muscle. It builds the muscle. But before the muscle can be built, it have to be torn down. Have to be torn down. And I hear the Lord say, just like it is in the parable, baby, of the eagle, that in order for this eagle to mount up with new wings, just like with you, in order for you to get to the new life that God have for you, it's got to be some tearing down. In order to rebuild, come on now, in order to reinvent, in order to recreate the new, you must first tear down the old. And that's a painful process. It's painful when you got to tell some people no. Who am I talking to today, baby? It's painful when you got to block some phone numbers. It's painful when you got to change your phone number. It's painful when you got to block some folks on social media. It's painful when you got to shut the door on some people when you really want to open the door and tell them to come on in, come on in. But you know, I can't do that. You know, I got to close this door. It's painful when friends that been with you for the last 10 years, that's been with you since kindergarten, people that's been with you since the third grade, come on now, cousins that you slept in the same bed with, y'all been best friends all y'all life, y'all done shared so many memories together. It's a painful process of change when you gotta cut ties from them, because you know we ain't on the same page no more. I love you, but if I stay with you, you're gonna sway me. You're going to pull me back into the old me. You're going to pull me back into the old version of myself. And see, the old me is dead. Come on now. The old me is gone. I had to let that part of me die so that I could be born again. Listen to what Jesus says, baby. In John 3:3. When Jesus answered, it says, Jesus answered him and said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Gotta make a decision. Gotta make a decision. Is it yay or nay? Eagle say yay or nay. Barbecue or meal do, baby. What you gonna do? You got to make a decision. And that's when we find out who really suited up. That's when we find out who the real eagles and who is a chicken that been trying to disguise themselves as an eagle. When it come time to make that decision, when it come time to say yay or nay, come time to say barbecue or meal, do. Eagles suit up. What you gonna do? When you gotta cut bay loose. Child, I ain't finna let my man go. I ain't finna let my woman go. But you know, bae, come on now. Now, I ain't talking about marriage. Marriage is different. Marriage is different. You married, you need to get counseling, you need to get coaching, it's a process you got to go through. You can't just cut bay loose when you married now. Y'all take this with a spirit of discernment and pray, okay? It's different when you married. You married, you got to work that, you got to try to work that thing out. So y'all get what I'm saying. But when you got to cut that little work husband loose, when you got to cut that little work wife loose. Y'all know you have your little work wife and stuff. Your little work husband. Come lean over your cubicle every morning. Hey, beautiful. Hey, beautiful. He coming leaning over your cubicle. Y'all know what I'm talking about. How was your weekend? How you doing? And I'm going to tell y'all something that y'all know is true. I'm going to tell you something. You better watch that little small talk. That little small talk that you engage in with people, women especially, watch that little small talk. Because it could be somebody that you don't even want. It could be somebody that you might not even find attractive. But see, the enemy knows with you as a woman, all he got to do is get in your ear a little bit. All he got to do is make you laugh a little bit. All he got to do is talk to you a little bit. And then before you know it, you making a decision, you doing something that the regular you, the you with some sense would have never did. But because you entertained the enemy a little bit too long, because you gave him a little bit too much room, that's what happened with Eve. That's what happened with Eve. When that serpent first came to her, she should have just dismissed that right then. You talked to him a little too long. You can know something is bad for you. You can know somebody is bad for you. And you can say, well, I ain't gonna go, girl, you talking to your girlfriends, I ain't even finna go that far with him, child. I ain't even finna do that. See, that's the wise you talking. You know this person is not your husband. You know you shouldn't even be doing nothing with that. See, but you give them a little bit too much time. You let them talk a little bit too long. You on the phone listening a little bit too long when you should have been there, hung that phone up and blocked that number. When you give the enemy too much space, even the stuff that you said you wouldn't do, don't you find yourself doing it? Y'all ain't got to say nothing in the comments. I know I'm on time. I know I'm telling the truth. Come on now. The very thing you said you would never do, you find yourself doing it. Don't say it in the comments because I don't, everybody perfect in the comments. Ain't nobody never did that in the comments. Everybody always served Jesus all their life and they never made a mistake in the comments. They don't know what I'm talking about. I have never done that. I have always served the Lord. I have never done that. I can spot the devil. I know the devil when he comes in a man. I know the devil when he comes in a woman. I know the devil. Child, not me. That's why I say, don't even put it in the comments. Don't say nothing. Because everybody perfect down now. I'm just talking to myself. I'm just me. But y'all know I'm telling y'all the truth. You entertain the enemy a little bit too long, that thing you know, you waking up to something. Where you saying, high in the world. High in the world, I'm waking up to this. High in the world, I'm in a whole relationship with this. High in the world, I done got married to this. That's when the eagle stop off and go to letting the chicken talk. Chicken go to clucking. And see, at first, the eagle be laughing like, ha, he think he gonna get me. Ha, ha, she think she gonna get me. Ha, I see what they is. You know, oh, but they, you know, they funny and everything. So I'm gonna let them talk. Because I can get me a little laugh here and there. Or you might feel like you lonely. So you might be like, well, I'm good. But I just get a little lonely sometimes. So I'ma just talk to him here and now, you know. I'ma just talk to him here and now. You know, I know my limits. I know my boundaries. But I'ma just talk to him here and now. Just somebody when I get a little lonely, just somebody, ain't nothing wrong. Look, here go the devil. Ain't nothing wrong with having somebody to talk to. You human. You need you somebody to talk to. How are you somebody to talk to every now and then? No, it ain't nothing wrong with having somebody to talk to every now and then, but you better make sure who you talking to, that they are eagle. You better make sure you ain't stopping off with no chickens. Because at first, that clucking, it be funny, but after a while, you start understanding the clucking. It start making more sense to you. Start making more sense to you. Come on now. You have to be careful who you join yourself to, because their beliefs can become your beliefs. Their God can become your God. Don't never say never. I don't care who you are. Even me. Even pastor. Even bishop. Listen, I got to be careful who I let talk in my ear. I got to be careful who I share time and space with. I got to be careful what's going into my spirit, man. Because it can sway me. The devil will fool the very elect, baby. He crafty. Never say never. That's why the word tell us to watch. Be wise. Come on now. Wise as a serpent. Watch and pray. Because your adversary, he goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour and who he may destroy. And the devil eat chickens every day. He eat chickens every day. He eat eagles every day. He don't care if it's a chicken. He don't care if it's an eagle. He don't care what your identity is. Who you serve, who you live. He gonna try you just like he try everybody else. And don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. Come on now. I can't go to thinking more highly of myself than I ought to. I can't be saying, oh, I'm Master Coach Latoya O'Keefe. I ain't never worried about no devil. Ain't no devil gonna get me, child. I can be anywhere I wanna be. I can do whatever. I can go talk. I can go whatever assignment God done sent me on. I'm here to do the work of the Lord. God said, you better sit down somewhere. You better stay and listen. You better stay inside the boundaries that I have set for you. Don't be thinking more highly of yourself than you ought to, saying what you won't never do. That's why he said you gotta watch. Watch, baby. And out of all that the righteous do, God reminded me of this. Even us chosen ones, every day we wake up, we got to be careful. Because out of all your righteous living, do you know that the Bible tells you that in your righteous living, that you scarcely make it in? Y'all know how when picture like a door closing, like the garage door closing, and that's your only way into the house. And right before that garage door closed, you got about this much room between the garage and the ground. You roll in there and you slide in just in time. You slide into where you just did make it. Selena and Serenity Life, thank you for your seed. You just do make it. That's how we gonna get into heaven. The righteous people. And the Bible say, if that's for the righteous, then imagine where the sinner and the ungodly shall appear. The righteous ones just do make it in. Come on now. So that let us know that every day we got to wake up and we got to use a spirit of wisdom. We can't think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Yes, you are an eagle, but you got to be careful where you go. You got to be careful who you entertain. You got to be careful who you share time and space with. You got to be careful who you let talk in your ear. Because just like it was in the garden with Eve, she let him talk a little too long. And he got her. After a while, that gibberish started making sense. Glory be to God. Eagle, I hear the Lord say that it's time to be born again. It's time to be born again. I can't, everything that God gave me with this, I can't give it to y'all all in one live, baby, because we'll probably be on here about 3 hours. So I want y'all to come back and join me Monday night. Come back and join me Monday night. We're going to do a continuation. We're going to keep this thing going. Tracy Hudson, thank you so much for your seed. Glory be to God. We're going to keep this thing going, baby, Monday night. I'll drop the time for y'all in just a little while. I'll go ahead and schedule the live at the time that I'm going to be live. When y'all see it post on my YouTube channel, I'll send an email out about it too. When you see it post, I want you to go ahead and click it then to get a notification. Make sure you are subscribed to this channel. Selena and Serenity, thank you so much again for your seed, baby. Make sure you are subscribed to the channel and make sure that you click that little bell and that bell, you click the one that says all, so you can make sure that you get the notification. When it go live, it's going to send you a notification to your phone. If y'all can join me on March the 16th in Houston, come and join me, baby. March the 16th in Houston, Texas. March the 16th for the Divine One Seminar, live and in person, baby. Tamia, thank you so much for your seed, baby. I appreciate that. Glory be to God. And again, to all of y'all too, those of you that sold seeds through Cash App, I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you so much, baby. I appreciate y'all so much. And I said a prayer for everybody today that has been sowing seeds, that has been watching the video, sowing their time, sowing seeds. I said a prayer that every single thing. And by the way, have y'all been talking to your money? Have you been talking to your money? If you missed that, you got to go back. Kill Bill, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. If you missed that, you got to go back to the last live I did. Talk to your money. It's in your voice. I want every single one of y'all talking to your money. Tell it what you want it to do. Because I said a prayer today for every single person that has sold a seed into my business, bought a course, invested in a training, whether it was free or paid, watched the videos, invested in a super, bought a super chat, sent a Cash App, sent a seed, anybody that has ever bought a certification or training, anything. I've been talking to y'all money. But I want to know, have you been talking to your money? Because I was talking to it today. And I said, Lord, every dollar that they have sown into my business, every dollar that they have sown into my purpose, into the assignment that you have put in my life, every dollar that they have sown, Lord, I thank you right now that 10 is on its way back. Ooh, for every dollar that they put in, God, into your kingdom, I thank you right now that 10 is on its way back. 20 is on its way back. You got to talk to that thing, baby. Talk to that thing. I don't want you releasing not $1. I don't care if it's a penny. Don't you pay nothing. Don't you release nothing. Don't you give nothing except you talk to that money first. Don't release it until you tell it what to do. I'm releasing you, but you coming back. And you coming back with friends. Come on now. You going to bring your friends with you. Divinely darling, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. Talk to your money. Tell your money, I'm going to release you. You're going to go out there, but you're coming back. And you're coming back with friends. You're coming back multiplied. Come back multiplied in Jesus' name. And when you say it, release it. Release it. That's what I did today. Come on now. I've been talking to your money. Now you got to touch and agree with me and start talking to it too. Not only what you invest here, but any seed you drop, any bill you got to pay, anything you got going on, baby, try it. Try it. And listen, when it come by, right, you're going to have your moment where you're going to see it come by. You're going to have your moment where you're going to see it come by. No matter how small it is, listen, this is what I want you to do. When it come by, I don't care if you spent a dollar and somebody gave you 10. Shanquel, thank you so much for your seed. When it come by, these are your instructions. This is what I want you to do. I want you to thank God. I want you to break out in a crazy praise, baby. I want you to shout. I want you, listen, get somewhere where you can shout. Get somewhere where you can have a praise party. Get somewhere where you can shout it from the rooftop, baby. And I want you to glorify God. I want you to, y'all ever had a praise party? I want you to have a praise party. Because listen, what is happening when you do that? Something powerful is happening when you do that. I don't want you to be saying, that's a coincidence. It must be like a glitch in the system or something like that. That's that doubtful spirit. I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to push it off. The devil wants you to push it off and be like, oh, that was going to happen anyway. They were going to give me that anyway. That don't mean nothing. No, I want you to receive that thing by faith. And give up how you want it to come. You don't know how God gonna send it, baby. You don't know. He might send it through your enemies. He might send it through your haters. You don't know how it's coming. So you gotta give up your way and accept God's way. And however God choose to send that thing, I want you to receive it, baby. Receive it. God told God, however you want to bless me, I'll take it. I'll take it. Come on now. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, baby. I take it. You think an eagle sitting up there talking about, that's chicken money. I don't mess with no chicken money. Eagle say, I take it. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I take it. I sure will. You've been saying God gonna make a way for you. You've been praying for God to make a way for you. You've been praying for God to deliver you. How you think? When it comes, you got to take it. Don't be sitting up there to me. You got to take it. That's your blessing. You better take it. Don't matter if a man gave it to you, a woman gave it to you. Don't matter who it came from. That's your blessing. You better take it. That's it, baby. Say, I'll take it. When it come by, I want y'all to do that. I want you to do that. I want you to thank God. I want you to say, ooh, it do work. Ooh, it do. I want you to use that to make the belief even stronger. See, because when you first take on a belief, it's weak in the beginning. It's finicky. It's whatever you say. You have to be very careful about what you say. Because when you are building new beliefs, what come out of your mouth and what you think can easily cancel it. It can die right there. Before that seed can even, that seed could be just trying to sprout. But with your unbelief, with your words of ignorance, speaking the wrong thing, thinking the wrong thing, you can kill your plant before it even have a chance to grow. Shannon Scott, thank you so much for your seed, baby. Got your ticket. That's what I'm talking about. I'll meet you in Houston, Shannon. Glory to God. Be careful what you speak out of your mouth, what you think in your mind, because you can kill your plant before it have a chance to sprout. So when it come by, I want you to glorify God. I want you to thank God for his voice. Say, Lord, I thank you because the word works. It works, baby. It works. ML, thank you so much for your seed, baby. Carla Jackson, thank you so much for your seed. I want y'all to be glorifying God saying it works. See, I knew it would work, baby. I knew it would work. I knew the word worked, baby. All I had to do was use it. It works. And baby, it's a beautiful moment when you see that that thing works. It works. I ain't telling you something that I came up with. I ain't telling you something that's my power. It ain't my power. It ain't nothing I came up with. I can't receive the credit for it because it ain't my power. But it is the power of God. It's the power that's been in you the whole time that's been waiting for you to discover it.
Your ego identity has been inside of you all of this time. It was waiting for you to lead the chickens and embrace your identity as an eagle. I did this the other day. What was it? Was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. It was yesterday. I took Tamar to go get her hair did. And I asked the stylist after she finished her hair, I said, how much is it? She told me how much it was. I sent her the money. But as I was sending her the money, in my mind, I was saying to myself that as I release this money to her, everything that I release is coming back multiplied. Every dollar that I'm releasing from my possession is coming back to me times 10. Every dollar I release, come on now. For everyone I release, 10 coming back. 10 coming back. It works. Do you understand me? It works. God reminded me. He said, if your money ain't where you want it to be, it's because you stopped talking to it. Or you never did talk to it. Stop telling your money is burning my pocket. This money burning my pocket. Stop saying I ain't never got no money. I can't never hold on to no money. Stop saying I'm broke. I'm broke as a joke. Come on now. Stop saying money don't grow on trees. I can't afford this. I can't afford that. You talking to your money. And it's doing just what you telling it to do. It's getting away from you. I can't never keep no money. This money burning my pockets. I can't never hold on to no money. I ain't never got no money. I ain't never got nothing. I'm always broke. You talking to it. And it's doing exactly what you said. Change what you say. And you're going to see a different result. And it might not happen the first time. Might not happen the second time you say it. But the more times you do it, your brain will start to believe what you're saying. It'll start to believe what you're saying. And it will catch on to this new belief. And you will see the power of God unfold in your life. And literally, you will watch it. What you say will become your reality. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. Life and death is right here. Do you understand me? Wealth and poverty is right here. It's in your mouth. It's in your voice. It's in your tongue, baby. What are you speaking? I love y'all so much. I love you so much. I thank God right now that this video is reaching the people that it's for. That is going out and is blessing millions and millions of people. I'm using the power right now. Come on now. I'm speaking it right now. I'm declaring it right now. I'm speaking it from my mouth. I'm speaking it from my voice. And this is what God revealed to me also. Business owners, entrepreneurs, content creators. Speak over your work. Don't just be creating something and sending it out. And waiting to see how it gonna do. Waiting to see. Talk to it and tell it what you want it to do. Talk to your money and tell it what you want it to do. Come on now. Don't be saying I'm gonna put this out and I'm gonna see how it do. I'm gonna see if they buy it. I'm gonna see if they watch it. I'm gonna see. Lord, I thank you. Come on now. Use your power. Lord, I thank you that this video is reaching millions and millions of people, that is blessing people all over the world, that is giving people transformation all over the world. It is so. And every time a thought come in your mind, say that's a lie. Tell the devil to shut up. Say it is so in Jesus' name. Women, you better speak over your husband. Lord, I thank you that my husband is being renewed, that my husband is being transformed. And listen, you got to look for evidence to support that. If you look for the bad in him, you will only see the bad in him. You got to look for evidence to support what you just said. He might ain't did nothing but come in there and take out the trash. You ought to be breaking out in a crazy praise, baby. Saying, Lord, I thank you. I knew it works. It works. Come on now. He might have came in there and put a $20 bill in your hand. Lord, I thank you. It works. Look for evidence to support what you just said. Did you know that whatever the mind looks for, whatever the mind searches for, it will find it. And if it's not there, it will create it. That's how powerful you are, baby. That's the power that God has placed inside of you. All you got to do is change your focus. Turn on the eagle eye. Come on now. You got to see the good in your son. You got to see the good in your daughter. You got to see the good in your husband, in your wife. If you don't see nothing good up there on that job, it won't be nothing good to it. You got to find evidence to support what you just said. Lord, I thank you that you working on these folks up here. Yeah, they might be a hot mess, but I thank you, God, for transformation in my workplace. I thank you for transformation amongst my coworkers. And you might see a coworker that's normally bitter and mad. They come in one day and hold a door for somebody. You got to say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It works. It works. It works. It works. You got to look for the good. You got to see the good. Remember that word I gave y'all? Say, that's that angel. God is sending an angel from up above. But if you don't change your mindset, if you don't change your perspective, you will miss your angel. You will miss your opportunity. See the good in everything. If it's some bad, you better believe it's some good. It can't be one without the other. But what do you see? I love y'all. Get out of here, baby. Get on out of here. I say that in love. Look, you just got to find the right door. You just got to get on up out of here, baby. Because listen, the spirit go to flowing. And that thing, you know, we done been in here 2 hours. Y'all get on up out of here, baby. Come back Monday night. Come back Monday night for the next part, baby, of the Eagle series. We're going to keep the thing going with the parable of the eagle. We're going to pick right back up where we left off. Did y'all enjoy it? Was it good? Put it in the comments, baby. Say, it's good. If you enjoyed it, put it in the comments, baby. If it blessed your life today, put it in the comments, baby. Say, it's good. It's good. I want y'all to tell a friend. Bring a friend with you when you come back Monday night. Bring a friend with you. Tell somebody about the Divine Ones. Tell somebody about this movement. Tell somebody. Tell them, say, did you know you are an eagle? Did you know that you are a divine one? Come on now. Yes, baby. Hey, Bellamy say, I ate today. Come on now. Ashley say, it's always hidden. Come on now. Amber Lee say, better than good. Glory be to God. God gets the glory. Glory be to God. It's all God. It's all God, baby. Yes. Selena, thank you so much. Selena and Serenity Life. She say, it's good, baby. Thank you so much for your seeds, Selena. I appreciate you. Yes, baby. Coach Tyson say it was good. Yes, baby. Melanie say we full. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all full. I can't get y'all no more because you're going to be throwing up. If I keep going, you're going to be throwing up. So you got to come back Monday night, okay? Remember, baby, if y'all looking for a coach, sow that seed and come on in. I'm your coach. Say less. I got you. You looking for a coach? Listen, you want transformation, but you don't know how to get there. You don't know how to get to the new life that's available for you. You know what's missing? Accountability, a coach, a family of chosen ones that's just like you. You need to get in a family of other eagles. You need to get amongst people that understand what you're going through because they're going through the same thing. People that can uplift you, people that can inspire you. A community of leaders just like you. If you're looking for that, I want you to go to LaToyaOkeaAcademy.com. And I want you to sign up. Nikosha, can you put that link in the comments for me, baby? I want you to sign up for our group coaching membership. It's only $47 a month. And you come in every Tuesday. You get live mentoring with me and the other coaches. You come in every Tuesday. Bring your journal. Bring your blue ink pen. We don't just give you a whole bunch of videos. We don't just give you a whole bunch of videos and throw you out there. You have some videos, some replays, some master classes that you can watch. Hours and hours of value. It's a whole vault of knowledge waiting for you when you come in. So when you're not on our live sessions, you can watch the master class replays, coaching session replays, success call recordings. All of that is available for you in one place. You can get everything you need to grow and evolve spiritually in one place. And then every Tuesday, you can come in, get live interaction with me and the other coaches, the whole family, the whole community for $47 a month. You can cancel at any time. Listen, baby, that's $1.50 a day. You're going to spend more than that on your coffee. So it's time to invest in you. It's time to invest in your soul. Invest in your spirit, man. And come on in. It's a seed that you are sowing. And remember what I told you. When you sow it, when you release it, tell every dollar, say you're coming back times 10. So you release 47. But what's coming back going to be 47 times 10. Times 10. Times 10. Times 10. Times 10. Because you're sowing into the eternal. You're sowing into the spiritual part of you that lives forever. And the value cannot be measured. It's priceless. It's priceless. And I want y'all to be a part of it. When you come in, me and the rest of the family, we're going to be waiting for y'all. I got a lot of my members on here right now. Y'all come. My members, they come. They get the stuff on the live. They get the free. And they say, you know what? I'm getting so much here. I want to sow more into that. I want to get even more. So they come into the membership and they get even more. Last Zoom we had last Tuesday night, we was on there for over 3 hours. 3 hours. You will be heard. Listen, this is a community where you can be heard. Your voice can be heard. Your struggles, people can relate to your struggles. You are not alone. You're not by yourself. You don't have to walk this process by yourself. That's the enemy. The enemy wants you to isolate by yourself and say, nobody gets me. Nobody understands me. Uh-uh. You have a family, baby, of people that are just like you. Just like you. And you can come here on the lives and interact with your family. But the membership is for my people that want to take it a step further. You want to sow into this. If it's been blessing you and you say, I want to sow more, I want to come in, the membership is for you. Come on in. Come on in. You say, you know what, baby? Mondays and Fridays ain't enough. Mondays and Fridays ain't enough. I need some more. I need some more. Come on now. I need this feeling as much as I can get it, baby. Come on in and sow that seed. We're going to be waiting on you. Glory be to God. I love y'all so much. I love you. 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 I love you, baby. With the love of God, with the love of Christ, I love you. And I pray that I get an opportunity to meet each and every one of you in person so I can hug you and tell you that I love you. Come on now. So we can touch and agree in the physical. Cameron, thank you so much for your seed. Thank you so much. All right. Y'all get out of here, baby. I got to get my walk in. Look, got to get my 10,000 steps in for the day. I'm getting them 10K steps in every day, baby. We getting that weight up off of. Look, I got to look good for y'all when I come to Houston. I got to look good for my people. I got to look good, baby. Y'all going to be like, who is you? I know that ain't Toya. Who is you? Yes, but look, I'm working out. I'm cooking. Y'all know God doing a new thing. Auntie is cooking. I'm in the kitchen. I'm eating low carb. The whole family eating low carb. They don't even know. They eating low carb. They don't even know. They just know it good. I done cut them sugars. I done cut them carbs. We eating low carb, baby. I done about flipped my whole kitchen. God doing a new thing. As for me and my house, we're going to be healthy. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Come on now. Whatever that look like for you. You don't got to try to be like nobody else or weigh what nobody else weigh. But you be the healthiest version of yourself. That's what I said. I'm going to be the healthiest version of myself. My goal is to be healthy. That's my goal. My goal is not to be skinny mini. My goal is to be healthy. Because I want to be here as long as God allows me to be here and serve in my purpose. That should be your goal, to be healthy. Glory be to God. I love y'all so much. Y'all be blessed.